姐跟各位弟兄姐妹朋友问好。
Today the topic for our learning is treasures hidden underground.
我们今天要讲的题目是藏在地里的宝贝。
What is a treasure?
什么是宝贝？
Treasure is something of extraordinary value.
这个宝贝就是一个有超乎寻常价值的东西。
Very valuable, very expensive.
非常昂贵的东西。
Of course, we don't see treasure every day.
当然，我们每天都没有办法看到这种宝贝。
Treasure is only in the museum or in the very big estate of the rich people.
通常我们只有在博物馆或者很有钱人的房子里面才可以看到这些宝贝。
But suppose you have something that you really long for, really want to get.
不过每个人都有自己很想要的东西。
So you ask yourself this question.
所以我们问自己这个问题。
What is the things that you regard as treasure?
什么是我们心中的宝贝呢？
And another question is, how far will you go?To get this treasure.
那另一个问题就是我们会为这个宝贝做到什么程度？
How much you would like to exchange to receive this treasure?
要得到这个宝贝，你愿意用什么东西来交换？
Jesus, when he was on earth, gave us an example of parables.
在耶稣在这个世上的时候，给我们了一个比喻。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
我们现在马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Verse 44.
44-46
Matthew chapter 13 verse 44
马太福音十三章四十四节
44节
天国好像宝贝藏在地里人遇见了就把它藏起来欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地45节天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子46节遇到一颗重价的珠子就是变卖他一切所有的买了这颗珠子
In chapter 13 of Matthew, Lord Jesus Christ spoke a series of parables concerning the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音十三章主耶稣讲了一系列天国的比喻
It is talking about the development of the church in the salvation history.
那这就是这是在提到这个教会救恩的历史
Because the heaven of the kingdom of God actually is referring to the church.
因为这个天国指的就是教会。
Because the kingdom of heaven is the place that God reigns and God controls.
因为天国就是神所控制、神所掌权的地方。
So from the time when Lord Jesus Christ came to the world,
所以当主耶稣来到这个世上的时候
He sowed a seed.
他就种下这颗种子。
And the kingdom of God continued to develop.
然后神的国就慢慢的成长。
Up to this point, from verse 44, actually there are two parables here.
在44节到46节这里其实有两个比喻。
Treasure hidden in the ground.
是藏在地里的宝贝
or the hidden pearl
还有这颗藏起来的珠子
but actually it's talking about the same thing
其实指的是一样的东西
that is, a treasure is hidden
就是一个宝贝藏起来了
at the beginning nobody discovered
而且在一开始的时候没有人发现它
but later somebody discovered
但是后来有人发现了
and is willing to sell all he had to exchange for this treasure
然后这个人愿意变卖所有的去换这颗宝贝
does it happen in the real life?
对，我们在这个世上会发生这样的事吗
？It can happen.
当然可以。
Read the news.
我在这个读到一个新闻，四十岁左右。
They have bought a big farm.
他们买了一个很大的农场。
And every day after dinner, they just walk around in the field.
每天他们吃完晚餐之后，就会在这个农场里面散步。
They have walked the trail for many times.
他们在常常就在这小径上走。
They have never noticed something different.
他们从来就没有发现有不一样的地方。
On that day.On the spot, on the trail, they discover there's one or two gold coin on the ground.
但有一天他们在散步的时候就发现路旁有一两颗金币。
Wow, and they pick up, it looks real.
然后他们把它捡起来之后发现这很像真的。
This couple start digging around.
所以他们就开始在挖这附近的地方。
It happens, they find the most valuable treasure in U.S. history.
他们就发现他们农场里有在美国历史上找到最宝贵的东西。
There was about 1,400 gold coins.
1,400. 大概有1400个金币。
Wow. And that dated back more than 150 years ago.
而且那是在150年前的东西。
Those gold coins are in mint condition.
那些金币都是保存得非常的好。
And the valuation of the coins actually worth more than $10 million.
那这些东西其实超过差不多$10,000,000.
They're hidden on like 8 cans underground under the tree.
那这些金币都被藏在八个铁罐里面，埋在树底下。
So indeed, they find very valuable treasure.
所以他们找到这非常宝贵的东西。
Hidden underground.
藏在地里。
But of course, because the ground belonged to them already.
但是因为这块地本来就是他们的。
So they can claim. the all the gold coins.
所以他们就可以把这些金币归为所有。
They can sell it to earn money.
他们可以把它卖了来赚钱。
So it can happen in the real life.
所以这种事情可在现实生活中可以发生。
Of course, maybe tomorrow on the long weekend, you can dig around your backyard and see is there anything.
当然，明天是长周末，我们可以在我们的后院挖，看看可不可以挖到什么。
But the chances are very slim.
但是我们知道这机会是很小的。
It doesn't happen every day.
这不可能每天都可以发生。
But Lord Jesus Christ used this to illustrate one very important spiritual fact.
但是这里主耶稣用这个 来表示一个非常重要的属灵的道理。
First is to tell us the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden.
首先的这个天国就很像一个宝贝被藏起来。
The second point is you have to go far to get this treasure.
那第二点就是我们必须要非常努力才可以得到这个宝贝。
You have to pay the price.
我们必须要付这个代价。
So let's talk about our first point.
所以我们现在先谈第一点。
Why Jesus said,The kingdom of heaven is just like a treasure hidden.
为什么主耶稣说天国就好像一个宝贝藏在地里呢？
Treasure is a high value.
这个宝贝有很大的价值。
But usually treasure have to be hidden.
但通常这宝贝都是藏起来的。
Hidden under a box.
藏在一个盒子里。
Hidden under the ground.
可能藏在地里。
Hidden in a secret location.
可能藏在一个隐秘的地方。
So normally ordinary people don't find it.
所以一般人找不到。
Even you find it, you are walking on the spot. If you don't have the metal detector or if you don't dig deep, you won't find it there.
就算你就在它上面走过去，如果你没有这种金属探测器的话，你是找不到的。
With naked eyes, you never identify they are treasure.
我们的眼睛没有办法看出这是个宝贝。
But indeed, they are treasure.
但是我们知道它的确在那里。
This is to compare the spiritual kingdom of God.Doesn't have any value in the worldly eyes.
就是告诉我们在属世的人的眼光中，这天国没有什么值得的地方。
They don't think it is important.
他们就不觉得这是重要的。
They don't think it's worth anything for them to pursue.
他不觉得这需要花任何的代价来追求。
But if you have spiritual eyesight,
但如果没有属灵的眼睛
，you look at it.
我们看着这个东西
，you know it's treasure.
我们就知道那是个宝贝。
Different eyesight give you different conclusion.
我们知道不同的眼睛可以有不同的结论。
For example, if you're not even trained in looking at art,
如果我们没有被这个训练来那个鉴赏艺术品
，you look at two paintings.
我们可以看，我们看了两一张，一幅可能是100块。
One is $10 million.
一幅是一千万。
So you look at those and say, oh, maybe the $100 more beautiful.
可能我们看了会觉得100块的比较漂亮。
But if you have eyesight,
但是如果我们有这个眼睛
you know that Picasso painting, right?
我们如果被训练眼睛，我们可能会知道那幅是毕卡索的画作。
So, the eyes is very
important. 宝贝呢
？First,
第一
，Lord Jesus Christ is the most expensive, most valuable treasure.
主耶稣就是这个最高、最昂贵、最尊贵的宝贝。
Let's turn to Philippians.
我们现在翻开腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章
Verse 7.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7.
腓立比书三章七节
Philippians 3:7.
腓立比书三章七节七节只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Verse 8.
八节不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
Here is Apostle Paul talks about the change of his value after he believed in Lord Jesus Christ.
这里保罗告诉我们，他在信了耶稣之后，他价值观的改变。
Before he believed in Lord Jesus, Paul was called Saul, and he was in deep in Judaism.
在保罗信主之前，他的名字其实是叫扫罗，而他是信犹太教的。
And he was very zealous in his faith.
他在他的信仰上是非常热心。
He kept the law.
他有遵守律法。
He is a Pharisee.
他是个法利赛人。
He thought by doing everything under the law that he can obtain perfection.
他觉得如果有把遵守律法的一切事情，他就可以完全。
And when he heard that somebody called Jesus and a group of followers trying to preach another faith.
所以当他听到有一个耶稣以及他的跟随者要传另外一种福音
So Saul persecuted them.
扫罗就逼迫他们
Put him to jail.
把他们下在监里
Trying to kill all the Christians.
想要把所有的基督徒都杀了
But one day, Lord Jesus Christ has chosen him.
但是有一天耶稣基督选选了他
Opening his spiritual eyes by blinding his physical eyes.
把他属灵的眼睛打开，因为他属世的眼睛被耶稣关上
Talk to him, Saul, why have you persecuted me?
所以神就跟他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为何逼迫我呢？
And then from then on, Saul's life changed.
所以从那个点开始，扫罗的人生就改变了。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他得到了圣灵。
His eyes were opened.
他的眼睛被打开了。
And Lord Jesus Christ sent him to preach.
然后老主耶稣就把他传，把他派遣出去传福音。
From the day he knew Jesus,
从那天起他就认识了耶稣。
Suddenly his eyes opened.
那个时候他眼睛开了。
He looked back his life before.
他回顾他从前的人生。
All the things that he treasures so much, actually he find out has no value.
他发现他以前所认为是宝贵的，其实没有任何的价值。
But now he really values Lord Jesus Christ as the most important treasure.
他现在觉得耶稣基督是他最重要的宝贝。
As we grow up,
从我们长大，
we like different things.
我们会喜欢不一样的东西。
Like little girl, they have like dolls.
小女生可能会喜欢一些洋娃娃。
A little boy, they like Legos or robots.
小男生可能会喜欢乐高或者是机器人。
Recently, there are some robots called Pacific Rim, right? Some children really like it.
最近有一个电影叫做《环太平洋》，很多小孩子都很喜欢。
Day and night, they think about that.
他每天晚上就在想这个。
When we grow up, when we look back, the toys that we like.
那当我们长大之后，我们再回顾我们以前所喜欢的玩具。
Sometimes we don't even find it.
有时候你可能还找不到你
藏在哪。Because you threw it away long ago.
可能很久以前你就把它丢弃了。
You regard them not as important.
你觉得他们已经不那么重要了。
But when you were young, you were a little boy, little girl, you valued them so much.
但是当我们小的时候是小男生小女孩，我们觉得那是非常重要的。
But when you grow up, you think those things are not much valuable.
但是等我们长大之后，我们就发现这些东西没有什么价值。
Paul was like that.
保罗就像这样。
Before he knew Jesus,
在他知道耶稣之前
，the world means a lot to him.
这个世界对他来说非常重要。
Judaism,
犹太教
，a worldly success.
这个世界上的成功。
People respect him,
因为人都很尊敬他。
He had a lot of knowledge.
他因为他懂了很多。
But after he knew Jesus Christ,
但是在他知道认识耶稣之后。
He thinks that those things are not very important anymore.
他觉得这些东西都不再那么重要了。
He found the real treasure.
他找到这个真正的至宝。
What is the real treasure?
那这个宝贝是什么呢？
Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Recently, I met a truth seeker, a new believer.
最近我遇到一个新的信徒。
He's a young man.
他是一个很年轻人。
He's working very hard.
然后他工作非常认真。
A few months ago, he got baptized.
几个月前他这个受洗。
I asked him.
我就问他
After you get baptized, what is the difference?
那你受洗之后有什么不一样吗？
He told me very frankly.
他就这样告诉我。
Oh, that's a huge difference.
这有一个非常大的不同。
He shared with me before he believed in Lord Jesus Christ.
他告诉我他在信主耶稣之前。
He doesn't have any direction in life.
他人生没有目标。
Maybe his only direction is just to get a job and then to earn money.
可能他人生唯一的方向就是要找到工作赚钱。
And have fun with all the young people.
可能就是跟他年轻人一起出去玩。
That is his life.
这是他的人生。
But after he knows Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在他认识耶稣之后。
His life has a direction.
他的方向改了。
He knows what is the meaning of life here.
他知道他人生的意义是什么。
Not only this life, but he has eternal life.
不止现在这个人生，还有永生。
And when he go home, sometimes he just pray at home.
有时候他回家的时候，他就开始祷告。
And when he read Bible,
读经。
Wow, his heart is so peaceful.
他的心就非常的平安。
When he go to church,
当他来到教会的时候
，It's the happiest day of the whole week.
他觉得那是一个星期中最开心的一天。
So he said it's so good to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
他就告诉我，信神真的非常的美好。
So Jesus is the treasure.
所以这耶稣就是这个至宝。
But it's a hidden treasure.
但是是一个藏起来的宝贝。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
It has value.
它很有价值。
But most people don't see it.
但是大部分人看不出这个价值。
Some people look at us. They look at us as very strange.
可能有些人看觉得这非常奇怪。
Weekend is very special.
因为这个周末是非常特别的。
You can go to relax.
你可以去好好放松一下。
Shopping, camping, you can do anything.
可以去购物，可以去露营。
Why you spend so much time in church?
为什么你花这么多时间在教会里呢？
Or they may ask, other church they only spend 1 hour, 2 hours, but your church whole day is Sabbath have to be here.
他们可能会问你说，可能其他教会只要在教会待一小时，但是你需要花一整天。
For them, this is no value.
对他们来说，这些东西没有价值。
Going to church is waste of time.
去教会只是浪费时间。
Because they don't see the value.
因为他们看不到这个价值在哪。
But for us, we know what is the real meaning of life.
但是对我们来说，我们知道这个人生真正的意义是什么。
This is a hidden treasure.
这是一个藏起来的宝贝。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们再翻回马太福音。
Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 29.
马太福音十九章二十九节。
Matthew 19:29.
马太福音十九章二十九节，凡为我的名撇下房屋或者弟兄姐妹、父亲母亲、儿女、田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
This is what Lord Jesus Christ promised to those who follow Him.
这是耶稣基督对那些跟随他人所应许的。
The 12 disciples they forsake everything, including the fish bowl, to follow Lord Jesus Christ.
他的十二个使徒抛下了一切，包括他们维生的渔网，就来跟随耶稣。他们就问耶稣：“我能得到什么？”
Jesus asked them. Jesus answered them very clearly.
然后主耶稣就回答他们说：
This life you have a hundredfold.
他在这个今生会得着百倍。
In the future you have eternal life.
在未来你可以承受永生。
Really, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's not only this life but the life to come.
因为在耶稣眼里，并不是只有今生，而是还有来生。
Can you imagine after you are in the Lord?
我们可以想象我们在主里面。
You have so many brothers and sisters.
你有好多弟兄姐妹。
I know some new immigrants, some friends living in Canada. Actually, they are very lonely.
我知道很多新移民其实他们在加拿大生活非常的孤单。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you don't have many friends here.
因为你没有很多的朋友。
Your work life is very busy.
然后你工作人生很忙碌。
Maybe the weekend they just gather.
然后你可能在周末的时候就聚在一起。
Maybe just drink a little bit, play a little bit poker.
可能喝一点酒，打一点牌。
And that's it, the weekend.
那就这样，那周末就过去了。
Just the same group of friends.
就是一样的这些人
，But you do not share a lot of deep things from the heart.
但是你们不会分享你们心里一些比较深的东西。
But if you are in Lord Jesus Christ,
但如果我们在主里
，You have so many brothers and sisters.
我们在主里有很多属灵弟兄姐妹。
When you need help, brother and sister help you.
当你需要帮助的时候，这些弟兄姐妹会来帮助你。
If you need prayer, brother and sister pray for you.
如果需要别人帮你代祷的话，这些人会来为你代祷。
And we are also here tell us we have eternal life.
而这里告诉我们，我们还有永生。
So it's so blessed to have Lord Jesus.
所以我们如果能得到主耶稣基督是非常蒙福的。
Sometimes we forget about this treasure.
有时候我们会忘记这个宝贝。
The longer we believe, the easier we forget about this.
我们信的越久，就越容易忘记这个宝贝。
We take it for granted.
因为我们觉得我们该得这个。
And sometimes we think it's only a duty that we come to church.
有时候我们觉得我们来教会只是一个必须做的事情。
You have to come, you feel that.
因为我们觉得我们一定必须得来。
But actually, it's not a duty.
但是其实这并不是这样。
It is a treasure.
是一个宝，这是一个宝贝。
Sometimes you look at the eyes of the newly members.
有时候我们看这些新信徒的眼睛。
How joyful they come to church.
我们可以看到他们来到教会是多么的喜乐。
You look at the testimonies.
我们看他们的见证。
How touching they are.
我们可以看到是非常感人的。
Because they have found a treasure.
因为他们找了这个宝贝。
Secondly,
第二点。
The treasure is the truth.
这个宝贝就是真理。
The truth is hidden underground.
这个真理是藏在地里的。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 13.
我们再翻回马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 11.
马太福音十三章十一节。
13:11.
马太福音十三章十一节，耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
”Verse 17. Although.
十七节，我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
Lord Jesus Christ make it very clear.
主耶稣在这里非常的清楚告诉我们。
What I'm going to tell you now is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
我现在我要告诉你们，就是这天国的奥秘。
It's to you only, but it's not open to public.
只是跟你说的，并不是跟众人说的。
So only you will know it.
所以只有你能知道。
Sometimes you may ask the question, is the teaching, is the truth is so good, why not everybody can take it?
有时候我们会想说，如果这些真理这么宝贵的话，为什么不是每个人都可以领受？
But Lord Jesus Christ only will give the truth to those who are worthy.
因为主耶稣只会把这个道理给那些配得的人。
If you are humble enough,
如果我们够谦卑。
If your heart is thirsty enough,
如果我们心里够渴慕这个真理。
And then will make you give you to understand.
那神就会让我们明白。
But if your heart is not humble,
但如果我们心里并不谦卑，
if you're not thirsty,
如果我们并不渴慕这真理，
even though you sit here, listen for 10 years, you don't get anything.
我们可以坐在这里听到十年，可是什么也得不到。
That's why some truth seeker, they come, they say, wow, I listen for whole years already, I don't understand what you're talking about.
所以有时候有的慕道者来的时候听了一整年，可是还是听不太懂。
But some are very humble.
但是我们看到有人非常谦卑。
Low education.
可能没有受到什么多教育。
Come to listen immediately, they get it.
但是他们一来一听，马上明白。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because the truth is not because you are very smart, you can understand it.
因为真理并不是只要你够聪明就可以了解。
On the other hand, the more smart you are, sometimes more difficult.
换一方面来说，应该是你越聪明越难理解这真理。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because sometimes we have too much of our own thinking.
因为有时候我们自己想的太多。
So that's why Jesus said the truth is in parables.
那就是为什么主耶稣说这些真理都会在比喻里面。
It's hidden.
是藏起来的。
If you look at it, just like a very small, very practical daily life story, it's nothing really.
因为我们看的话，就好像这就很像日常生活中会发生的事情，没有什么特别的。
Actually, there are truth hidden underneath.
但其实真理就藏在这里面。
That's why it's to remind us about attitude when we come before God.
这就是要提醒我们来神之前该有的态度。
When you come in front of God, you are just like you are trying to hunt for a treasure.
当我们来到神的面前，我们就好像在寻宝的人。
We have to have a humble heart.
我们必须要有一个谦卑的心。
We have to dig deep in the scripture.
我们必须要这个在真理上面往下挖。
Don't just look at the surface.
要挖得够深，而不是只是看这个前表面。
Dig deeper. What does it mean to you?
我们必须要往下挖深，看这个到底多了什么意义。
What does God want you to do?
到底神要我们做什么？
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们再翻开。
Romans.
我们翻开罗马书。
Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Verse 33.
三十三节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
罗马书十一章三十三节，深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
34.
三十四节，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Verse 45.
三十五节，谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
36.
三十六节，因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
Paul in the book of Romans talks about the theology of justification by faith.
在罗马书里面，保罗提到因信称义的道理。
This is a very profound teaching.
这是一个非常深的道理。
Because in the Old Testament, the chosen people were justified by following the law and observing all the ordinances.
因为在旧约里面，以色列人可以因守律法称义。
But they could not attain perfection.
但他们没有办法完全。
No matter how hard they try, they cannot do 100%.
这不管你多是多么的努力去做，你不可能一完全。
So that's why Lord Jesus Christ have to come to the world.
那就是为什么耶稣基督需要来到这个世上。
Die on the cross.
死在十架上。
Shed his blood.
流下他的宝血。
Sacrifice his life.
牺牲了他的生命。
So those who are believing in him shall be justified.
所以那些信他的人就可以称义。
Not relying on all those ordinances or details.
并不是依靠那些律例典章。
This is salvation.
这就是救恩。
First, the Gentiles.
一开始是那些外邦人。
At the end will be the Jews.
在最后就是犹太人。
So after Paul finished all this teaching.
当保罗结束他这样的讲道
And there's the conclusion.
这里就是他的结论
said, Oh, how deep is the abundance of the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord
所以他说神丰富的智慧和知识
How can you understand God?
我们怎么能完全的知道神呢
It's impossible for us to understand God completely
因为对我们来说这是完全不可能可以完全的了解神
Just like a cat or a dog that you raised as a pet at home
就好像我们养了可能养了小猫小狗当作宠物
Of course, the basic emotion, you are happy, they understand You are not happy, they also can feel sometimes
当然你的宠物可以知道你现在心情好或是不好
But you cannot talk to them about life
可是你不能跟他们讨论人生的问题
They don't understand
因为他们不懂
Because the level is too different.
因为我们看到这个中间的这个差距太大了。
The difference between us and God is the same.
在我们跟神之间的差距也是一样
这么大。God is so profound.
因为神是非常的深奥的。
God is without limit.
因为神没有界限。
He just gives us a little bit.
他告诉我们一点点。
He just gives a little bit of truth, and then we already feel, wow, it's so wonderful.
他只给我们一点点真理，我们就已经觉得这实在太美好了。
Who can tell God, okay, you must do this for me?
我们谁可以跟神说你要为我做这个？
Who can reason with God? Why you don't do this?
谁可以跟神讲道理说你为什么这样做？对我
说 Can you be God's consultant?
我们可以当神的谋士吗
？Who can lend it to God and get it back?
谁可以借东西给神，然后还跟神要回来呢
？So Paul's conclusion is actually we are too small to try to reason or understand everything.
所以保罗的结论就是我们实在太微小了，没有办法跟神讨论什么。
Truth is a treasure.
因为这真理是就是个宝贝。
We can only have a humble heart.
我们只能保存一个谦卑的心。
If we have a humble heart, God will reveal to us a little bit that we need to know.
如果我们有个谦卑的心，神就会让我们了解那所该了解的部分。
We can understand what we need to know.
我们就可以了解。我们该了解的部分。
What is the mystery that we need to know?
但我们所该了解奥秘到底是什么
？Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们翻开以弗所书。
Chapter 3.
以弗所书三章。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 3.
以弗所书三章三节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3.
以弗所书三章三节，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的。
Verse 4.
四节，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
Here Paul talks about he knows about the mystery.
这里保罗告诉我们他了解这个奥秘。
It's called the mystery of Christ.
这个奥秘就是基督的奥秘。
It's called the mystery of the gospel.
就是福音的奥秘。
Mystery doesn't mean it's hidden.
奥秘就是这隐藏的东西。
If you look at it, it doesn't worth anything.
你看了可能不觉得这有什么价值。
Because maybe there's so much dirt cover it.
可能有很多灰尘把它蒙盖起来。
Maybe it's a box, lock it.
可能是一个盒子被锁起来了。
Maybe it's put on the ground, nobody see it.
如果你把它放在地里面，没有人看得见。
But if you have the key.
但是如果你有这把钥匙。
If you have the eyes.
如果你有这双眼睛。
You can see the value.
你就会看到它的价值在哪。
What is this mystery?
那这个奥秘是什么？
Verse 6.
第六节。这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以成为后裔，同为一体，同蒙应许。
This is the hidden treasure.
这就是这个藏起来的奥秘。
Brother and sister, do we know this treasure?
我们知道这个宝贝吗？
This treasure is we the Gentiles can receive the salvation in Lord Jesus Christ with the Jews.
这个至宝就是我们外邦人可以同犹太人一起得着这个救恩。
To receive the same inheritance and same promise.
我们可以得到这一样的应许，一样的。
Through Lord Jesus Christ.
就借着主耶稣基督来得到。
That is the hidden treasure.
这就是那藏起来的至宝。
If you understand this, this is enough.
如果我们可以了解这一节的话，已经足够了。
Sometimes you may find the Bible is so deep, how can I understand everything?
有时候你们读经的时候觉得这些实在太深了，没有办法了解。
Yes, some are even deeper.
有一些可能比这个还更深。
But doesn't matter.
但是没有关系。
You understand this mystery is enough.
如果你可以完全了解这个奥秘就足够了。
It's verse 6. We the Gentiles.
就是这第六节，我们这些外邦人。
In Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里。
Through the gospel.
借着福音。
Share the same inheritance.
可以同盟这个应许。
That is the hidden treasure.
这就是那藏起来的至宝。
Of course, there are a lot of other hidden treasure too.
当然，这圣经里面还有很多其他至宝。
That's why we have to find time digging treasures every day.
那就是为什么每天都要找时间来挖宝。
If you read Bible every day,
如果我们每天都读经，
actually sometimes you find treasures that you need every day.
但有时候你可以得到你每天生活需要的这个宝贝。
Inspiration.
可能这个有灵感。
Thirdly,
第三点，
the treasure can refer to the Holy Spirit.
这个至宝可以指的是圣灵。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们翻开哥林多后书。
The book of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Chapter 4.
四章。
Verse 7.
哥林多后书四章七节。
Second Corinthians 4 verse 7.
哥林多后书四章七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
If you read this Bible verse, Paul tells us that we have this treasure in the clay jar.
这我们如果读这一节的话，保罗告诉我们，有一个宝贝放在瓦器。
We are clay jar. We worth nothing.
我们就是那个瓦器，没有什么价值。
But because the treasure put inside,
但是因为宝贝放在我们里面，
we become very valuable.
我们就变得非常有价值。
We make of dust.
我们是尘土所造的。
Our life is very humble.
我们的人生很谦卑。
Our life is very short.
我们人生很短。
We can die anytime.
我们随时都可能死去。
But the treasure inside the jar,
但是这个宝贝放在瓦器，
then we have a lot of power.
我们就会得到很多的力量。
So what is this treasure?
那这个宝贝是什么？
Of course, in the whole chapter 4, you can use a lot of time to explain what is this treasure.
当然，我们如果读这第四章的话，我们可以花很多时间来解释这个宝贝到底是什么。
If you look at chapter 4, verse 1,
我们如果看第一节，
the apostleship, the office, the work God gave to Paul is also a treasure.
我们可以看到说，这个宝是神给保罗这个职分也是一个宝贝。
Because he have this.Office, this duty.
因为他有了这个责任。
So, he become very valuable.
他就变成一个非常有价值的人。
So, this is one of the treasure.
这是其中一个宝贝。
But if we read chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 5.
那我们如果念第三、第四、第五节。
Chapter.
第三、第四、第五章。
Also, we'll find out what is the treasure.
我们可以知道什么是这个宝贝。
The Spirit of God is the treasure.
就是这神的灵。
Let's read chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
Verse 17.
三章十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
三章十七节，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。
Here tells us the Spirit of the Lord has a very profound impact of our life.
这里告诉我们，主的灵在我们人生中会有很大的影响。
This is a treasure.
这是一个宝贝。
It can set you free.
可以让我们得自由。
Before we know Lord Jesus Christ,
在我们知道神之前，
we are living in sin.
我们活在罪里。
We are bound by all our bad behaviors.
我们被我们不好的习惯所困扰。
Our concept is still in the world.
我们所想的都是世上的事。
But when the Spirit of the Lord came,
但当神的灵来的时候，
He'll change your mentality totally.
他会改变我们所想的。
And then you have freedom.
那我们就可以得自由。
This happened a lot in our church.
这个在我们教会里面常常发生。
Especially the brother and sister who received the Holy Spirit.
尤其是刚得了圣灵的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes I ask them,How do you feel after you receive the Holy Spirit?
有时候我会问他们，你们得了圣灵之后感觉怎么样？
He said it's different.
他说不太一样。
I ask him sometimes how is different.
那我就问他那是有什么地方不一样？
He said when you see things it's different.
他说你看东西的感觉不一样。
When you receive the Holy Spirit,
你得了圣灵之后，
you understand the Bible.
你可以了解圣经。
And then you put it into the practice.
那你就开始把这个施行在你的生活中。
And suddenly you find out your life is so free.
然后你就发现你的人生非常的自由。
Nothing can bind you.
没有什么东西可以限制你。
Nothing can control you.
没有什么东西可以控制你。
And also, let's look at chapter 5.
我们看第五章。
Chapter 5.
五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章。
Verse 5.
五章五节，为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Here tells the Holy Spirit as a treasure.
这告诉我们圣灵是一个宝贝。
To help us,
来帮助我们
to become a guarantee or inheritance of our salvation.
因为它是我们这个救恩的凭据。
Our life is very busy.
我们的人生很忙。
Sometimes we look at our daily schedule; it's really packed up.
我们看一下我们的行事历，又觉得非常的忙。
Every day you go to work.
每天我们要去上班。
You face a lot of pressure at work.
你在工作上可能受到很多压力。
When you go home, you face another pressure in the family.
然后你回到家可能感受到另外一种压力。
The endless housework, the children, the husband and wife relationship, everything seems to be so tense.
有家事，有小孩的事，夫妻之间的关系，你会觉得很紧张。
Sometimes you think, where's the hope? Where's the strength?
你会想说力量在哪？希望在哪？
Sometimes you want to do holy work at a church.
有时候你想要做在主里面做圣工。
You face difficulties.
但是你会遇到困难挫折。
So it seems that everything is not going right.
你会觉得好像所有事情都不是很好。
Especially in the middle age.
尤其是在中年的时候。
Actually, being in the middle age is not easy.
在中年其实不是很简单。
Just like in the middle, in the sandwich.
你就好像在三明治的夹在中间。
The children give you pressure because they are teenagers.
他你的小孩子因为是青少年给你压力。
Maybe your spouse give you pressure because they are undergoing menopause changing.
那你的配偶可能因为更年期也给你压力。
And your parent is getting old, needing cares.
然后你的父母也老了，需要照顾。
It seems that you have a lot of pressure.
你就会感觉到你自己有很多的压力。
Paul explained to us when he faced all this pressure, all the pressing, how do you deal with it?
那这里保罗告诉我们，当你这个感受到这么多压力的时候，要怎么对付它？
Rely on the Holy Spirit.
就是要靠着这个圣灵。
The more you feel the pressure and the stress, you have to pray more.
我们感受到越多的压力，就要祷告的越多。
Using this pressure inside, using this treasure inside.
就历届的这个圣灵。
Verse 7 again.
第七节。
Please read again. Verse 7, chapter 4, verse 7.
四章七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Verse 8.
八节，我们四面受敌，却不被困住，心里作难，却不知失望。
Verse 9.
九节，遭逼迫，却不被丢弃，打倒了，却不知死亡。
Verse 10.
十节，身上常带着耶稣的死，是耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Sometimes I read Paul's this statement. I'm very touched.
有时候我读保罗这一段文字，我感到非常的感动。
Today we preach the gospel. Today we do holy work in church. It's too easy compared to Paul.
今天我们在这个教会里面做圣工，跟保罗比起来简单太多了。
Paul, when he worked for God, when he continued his faith, he's facing pressing stress all the time.
当保罗为着神传他的福音的时候，保罗受到了四面来的压迫压力。
But here Paul tells a but. There's a but every time.
但这里保罗告诉我们
，Even though they were and strange, but they were not giving up.
说虽然你被困住了，但是却不失望。
Wow, this is not easy.
这不简单。
Yeah, sometimes you lose hope. Sometimes you feel despair, but you're not just give up totally.
有时候你会觉得绝望了，你就放弃了。
You are beaten, but you are not defeated.
但这里告诉我们被责打却不致死亡。
This is very, very precious.
这是非常宝贵的。
Why he can maintain this?
为什么他可以保持这样的状态？
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是借着圣灵的力量。
Not by himself.
不是借着他们自己的力量。
So brother, sister.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
If you feel your life is stuck.
如果我们觉得我们的人生被困住了
，If you feel nothing's going right，
如果你觉得你人生什么事情都没有过得很好
，If you feel you're lacking strength, lacking power，
如果你觉得你生活中缺乏了力量
，Don't forget you have the treasure inside。
我们不要忘记我们在我们里面有这个宝贝。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ。
那就是主耶稣基督。
It's the apostleship or the treasure's identity that given us。
就是我们身为使徒所给我们的这个凭据。
Today of course no more apostle。
当然在这个世界上已经没有什么使徒了
But we are the children of God.
但是我们是神的子
女 And we have the Holy Spirit inside.
我们在我们里面有着圣灵
If you have the treasure but you don't use it,
如果我们有这个宝贝但是却不用它
You wasted it.
我们就等于是浪费了
Just like the example I mentioned in the beginning, right?
就像我一开始所讲的这个例子
That person found the gold coins.
那个找到金币的人
Worth more than $10 million.
那是超过一千万的价值。
If you just put it back,
如果你就把它放回去
，do nothing,
什么都不做。
Of course, doesn't make him any good.
那当然带给他没有什么好处。
He used the treasure.
所以他用了这个宝贝。
So that's why we have the treasure.
所以我们这个宝贝。
But let's turn back to Matthew 13.
我们再翻回马太福音十三章。
There's one detail that we have to pay attention to.
我们还要再注意这里有一个细节。
Chapter 13, verse 44.
十三章四十四节，天国就好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
Okay, before you get this treasure in this example, you have to do one thing.
在这个例子告诉我们，我们在得到这宝贝之前，需要先做一件事。
You have to sell everything that you have.
我们要变卖一切所有的。
And joyfully go to buy this land.
然后欢欢喜喜的买这块地。
Because even though you find this treasure, but this is not in your land and not yet.
当你找到这个宝贝的时候，并不在你自己的地里。
Of course, according to the law and custom, you will find treasure in other person's property. You cannot take it and take it away.
因为在法律上来说，如果你在别人的地上找到了宝贝，你不能就把它这样挖走。
It's considered theft.
这样对，其实是窃盗。
So you cannot do this.
所以你不能这样做。
So in this example, you have to okay put the treasure back, and then you have to find out how can I finance and buy this land.
那这个例子告诉我们，我们找到这个宝贝之后，先把它藏起来，然后想办法买这块地。
So this involved one step.
这里我们看到一个步骤。
That's the second question that I asked you in the beginning.
就是我一开始问你的第二个问题。
How far will you go to get this treasure?
你愿意付出什么样的代价来得到这个宝贝
？For example, if you knew your neighbor's land.Contain 10 million gold coins.
所以假设来说，你知道你的邻居的地里面埋了一千万的金币。
Okay, you know it, but what will you do?
那你现在知道了，你要怎么做
？You will say, well, it's 10 million, but his house worth 1 million. I don't have 1 million.
你可能想说，这个金币值一千万，但是我他的房子值一百万，但是我没有
100万。Well, maybe I have 1 million, but if I have to sell my own house, sell my car, sell my stock, sell my everything.
或者是如果要得到这一百万，我就得变卖我的车、我的房子，所我有的。
It's too risky.
你觉得这个实在太多
？Maybe it's too troublesome.
你觉得太麻烦
？And then you don't do anything.
因为太多风险，你就决定不想做这个。
Then you wasted the opportunity in your life.
所以你就放弃了你人生的这个机会。
Yes, maybe 1 million you buy that land.
可能你花一百万买这块地。
But that inside that land have 10 million to go coins.
然后这个地面藏了价值一千万的金币。
So that worth the effort.
所以对你来说是值得花这么多麻烦。
It really worth the deal.
因为你觉得这是有值得的。
Maybe other people say, "Wow, how come you spend 1 million buying this shaky house? This house worth nothing."
可能有人会跟你说，你为什么要花一百万买这一间不怎么样的房子
？But in your mind, you know what's going on.
但是在你的心里，知道怎么回事
？Because this has the treasure inside.
因为你知道这个房子里面有着宝贝。
I'm not buying the house, but I'm buying the treasure on the ground.
我不是买这块地，我是买这地里的宝贝。
Then that makes sense.
那你就知道这是有意义的。
When we believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们信神之后
，Yes, the gospel is free.
我们知道这福音是免费的。
You don't have to pay the church 1 penny to get baptized.
我们不需要付教会一毛钱来受洗。
Right? When you apply for water baptism, the church won't charge you.
因为当你申请要受洗的时候，这教会不会跟你要钱。
Sometimes I think the gospel is so free.
有时候我就觉得这个。福音实在太
so free to the point that even sometimes people despise it.
实在是太便宜了，甚至不用钱，所以有些人觉得这没有什么价值。
Right. Sometimes you send your children to summer camp. Wow, so expensive.
有时候你送你的小孩子去参加夏令营，好贵。
One week only. Wow, I have to pay $500-$300.
可能你就只花一个星期的时间，你就得付500-600块。
But lifetime membership in the church doesn't take you any money.
但是你如果当一个教会的终身信徒，不用付钱。
Of course, we offer to God, but it's not for being forced.
当然，你必须要奉献给神，但是这并不是强制规定。
It's up to your thanksgiving.
是你自己感恩的心来决定。
But salvation is free.
但是救恩是不用钱。
Free of money.
不用付钱去的。
But does it mean we don't have to pay a price?
但是这是代表说我们不用付一个代价吗
？Actually, we do have a pay to pay a price.
但是其实我们必须付一个代价。
But the price is not money.
但是这个代价并不是金钱。
The price is sometimes that you have to give up something that you think is valuable in your life in order to attain this long-term blessing.
而是我们有时候可能必须要牺牲掉我们觉得人生中很重要的东西来得到这 永生的
救恩。You have to sell everything that you have.
可能我们必须变卖一切所有的。
This means you're willing to let go of the old in order to have the new.
这就告诉我们，我们愿意丢弃一切旧的来得到这个新的。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们翻开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Verse 24.
十六章二十四节。
Matthew 16:24.
马太福音十六章二十四节，于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
What is the price that we have to pay?
我们需要付出的代价是什么？
Jesus said, "If you want to follow me,"
这也告诉我们，如果要跟从他，
deny yourself.
我们必须要舍己。
Take up the cross.
要背起十字架。
And then follow me.
来跟从他。
That is the two price that we have to pay.
这就是我们需要付出的代价。
First, deny yourself.
第一，要舍己。
We have talked about that in a few weeks ago.
我们几个礼拜前有谈过这个话题。
We all have our own thinking, own behavior, own habit.
我们都自己的思想，自己的习惯。
But if you want to follow Christ,
但是我们要跟随耶稣基督。
If you want to have this treasure,
如果我们想要得到这至宝。
Sometimes you have to let go the old.
有时候我们必须要丢弃这我们从前的东西。
When I was in college,
在我大学的时候。
When I was in Calgary,
我在卡加利。
I have one really good friend.
我有一个很好的朋友。
He also a new immigrant from Hong Kong.
他还是从香港来的新移民。
He's a very smart young man.
是一个非常聪明的年轻人。
I also bring him to the church.
我把他带来教会。
At that time, the church is in my house.
那个时候教会其实就是我家。
Every week we gather, sing hymns, listen to the word of God.
那每个星期我们就会聚集在那里唱诗敬拜神。
I even bring him to Edmonton.
我甚至把他带到爱蒙顿。
And also, I think I remember correctly, I also bring him to Toronto here to attend the first NYF.
如果我没有记错的话，在1993年的时候，我把他带来多伦多来参加这个
青年营啊。
青年营。
So he's very into the church.
他其实对教会非常感兴趣。
He liked the truth.
他喜欢这些真理。
He know that it is good to believe in Lord Jesus.
他知道信神是非常好的事情。
After one year, I asked him, "Why don't you get baptized?"
所以在一年之后，我问他你为什么不受洗呢
？And then he told me.
那他就告诉我。
Maybe not.
可能。不想要。
I ask him why.
我就问他为什么。
You know, believe in Jesus is so good.
因为他知道信心神是非常好的。
Brother and sister treat you very nicely.
弟兄姐妹对你也很好。
And then you understand the truth.
你也了解这个真理。
And then why don't you get baptized?
为什么不受洗？
He answered me frankly.
他就这样告诉我。
You know, Timothy.
他告诉我 ，Timothy.
I cannot give up everything.
我没有办法丢弃我所有。
I know being a Christian.
我知道当一个基督徒
is a lifestyle change.
是一个生活上的改变。
I don't think I can live you guys the lifestyle.
我觉得我没有办法跟你们一样过一样的生活。
我说 why? What kind of lifestyle?
我说你指的是什么部分？
You spend so much time on church.
他说你在教会里面花这么多时间。
Saturday whole day, sometimes Sunday, special things. And I don't think I can do it.
星期六你要花一整天，有时候星期天还有特别节目，我觉得我做不到。
Because he thinks he cannot do it, and he's not willing to do it, that's why he didn't get baptized.
因为他觉得他做不到，也没有想要去尝试，他就没有受洗。
So that he was in the doorstep for many years, but he never come in.
他站在门口这么多年，从来没有走进来。
Even until today.
在今天也是一样。
I don't know in the future whether he will.
我不知道在未来他会不会。
But very unlikely.
但是我觉得很难。
If you are in the doorstep, you don't come, you go, you'll never come back.
当你已经站在门口这么久了，你离开就不会再回来。
He's not willing to let go of the past.
他不愿意把他过去丢弃。
He know being a Christian, what does it mean? Lifestyle change.
他知道身为一个基督徒，你的生活会改变。
Not only spend time in the church.
并不是只有在教会里面要花时间。
But your whole lifestyle, your whole thinking have to change.
而是你的思想、你的习惯都必须改变。
Change is painful.
因为改变很困，是很痛苦。
But there's a saying, no pain, no gain.
但是有一个讲法就是，你如果不付出，就不会有收。
If you don't let go the past,
如果你不把过去放弃的话
，you cannot receive the blessing and peace from God.
你就没有办法。从神那里得来平安和 福气。
If you don't sell your old land, you don't everything you have.
如果你不把你你自己的地，你其他的东西都变卖了。
You cannot buy this piece of property which had hidden treasure.
你没有办法买这一块藏有宝贝的地。
So you have to pay the price.
所以我们必须付这个代价。
But the good thing is,
但是好事是
it really worth for you to let go everything to exchange for Jesus.
而是我们如果变卖一切所有的来换这个地是值得的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Jesus is everything.
因为耶稣就是一切。
Everything belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为所有东西都属于耶稣的。
You let go of the things that you've given up because of Jesus Christ.
我们舍弃这个旧的为了耶稣的关系。
Jesus will not let you go empty-handed.
耶稣不会让你空手而回。
Jesus will bless you 10 times, 100 times, even more.
神会祝福你十倍、百倍。
Not only this life,
不是今生
，but the life to come.
还有来生。
But if you don't let go,
但是我们不愿意舍弃这旧人
，then it's not easy.
那就没有办法。
In Africa, I know a lot of brothers and sisters.
我知道很多弟兄姐妹。
There was one brother I knew him. He was about 60 years old when I met him.
这个有一个弟，我认识一个弟兄，我认识他的时候，大概他60岁。
His name is called Cornell.
他的名字叫 Cornell.
Cornell. Then when I met him, I asked him, how do you come to our church?
我就问他你为什么要来到我们教会？
He told me,
他告诉我
somebody preached to him.
有人在为他对他传福音。
He told me before he came to True Jesus Church,
他告诉我在他来到真耶稣教会之前
he was a bishop.
他其实是一个
主教。 In the beginning, I don't know what is bishop, because in our church, we don't call bishop.
其实一开始我不知道这主教是什么意思，因为我们教会里面没有主教。
Okay, but actually bishops may be equivalent to elders, huh?
其实主教在就差不多是我们教会长老的地位。
Or maybe senior elder, the bishop is you in charge of the whole area.
或是这个其实是比
whole country,
就是比长老再更高一级，因为你是管理整个地区的。
But he told me after I come to TJC, I become a brother.
但是他告诉我，我来到这个真耶稣教会之后，我就成为一个弟兄。
No more bishop.
已经不是主教了。
There was a struggle in him.
对他来说，这心里面有个挣扎。
In the old church, everybody called him bishop, bishop.
因为他原来的教会，每个人都称他为主教。
He has power.
他很有权力。
He lead the whole church.
他带领整个教会。
All the offering belongs to him.
所有的奉献都是他的。
But after coming to TJC,
但是来到真耶稣教会之后
，the first things our missionary tell him, if you want to get baptized in TJC, no more bishop.
他第一件传福音的人跟他说，第一件事就是你如果要信神的话，你就已经不是主教了。
You are just a brother.
你就只是一个弟兄。
哇、this is a very big change.
对他来说，这是一个非常大的改变。
It's not easy. He has struggled a lot.
这不是很简单，是他心里有很多的挣扎。
Why was he willing to do this?
那为什么他愿意这么做
？Because he studied the truth.
因为他这个研读的真理。
God opened his eyes.
神开了他的眼睛。
And then he received the Holy Spirit.
他得到了圣灵。
He knows TJC is the true church.
他知道这真耶稣教会是真的教会。
Even though he believed in other denomination all his life.
虽然他在过去人生相信另外一个教派。
But no Holy Spirit.
但是没有圣灵。
No truth. No complete truth.
没有真全备的真理。
So he knows in order to be saved, he has to come to TJC.
所以他知道。如果要完全的得救，他必须来到真耶稣教会。
So that he is willing to give up his own church and his own bishop title.
所以他愿意放弃他原本的教会以及他主教的头衔。
He paid the price.
他已经付了这个代价。
And we did thank God. He made a right choice.
我感谢神，他们做着正确的选择。
Even until today, he's still in the true church.
就算在今天，他还在教会里面。
Maybe 70 years old now.
大概在70岁了。
He's received the true salvation.
他已经得到了真正的救恩。
So, brother, sister, sometimes you have to pay the price.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时我们必须付这个代价。
Do not be hesitate.
我们不要迟疑。
Do not stand outside the door.
不要站在门口。
Pay the price.
我们必须付这个代价。
Come in.
我走进来。
And the treasure is yours.
那这至宝就是你的。
Let's sing hymn.
唱诗。
435.